Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, factoring, and more. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program, we will share some recent financing concerns over the past week and pull back the curtain on auto financing. You may want to buy a new car for that graduate or yourself, and this will be very timely. Find out the best available options for you for making that purchase. First, let me share some real financing issues since our last show. This has really nothing to do with credit, but it's cannabis related. Cannabis issues with financing. While it's legal in California, it's still not approved at the federal level. And last time I looked at my money, it says United States of America, Federal Reserve. So we have a disconnect between the state and the federal levels as it relates to financial activities with cannabis. Basically, I received a loan application from a buyer who's purchasing a home and provided his pay stubs, his tax returns, all the good things that a lender wants, and it looked great, no problem. We peeled back the onion as to his employer, and it was a cannabis dispensary, which brought the whole process to a grinding stop. And I want to refer you back in April of this year, there was over 100 homes that were seized in the Sacramento area by the federal authorities or agents. You have to be careful about your business. Yes, that's how you might make a living in the cannabis industry with regards to providing some service or being employed by them. But it's very difficult to use that income for lending on a home level anyway, because those loans are bought and sold through Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all federal agencies. This is why that came to a grinding halt. Now, we do have an option for this particular buyer, but it is not institutional. It's private capital. Also wanted to tell you about a reverse mortgage that we did not too long ago. The property was the issue. It had an unpermitted ADU, or attached dwelling unit, also known as auxiliary dwelling unit. The public policy is to have more lower-cost housing, and the cities and everybody wants this. But if you haven't permitted that, it's very difficult to get a loan on a property that has an unpermitted dwelling or use. Anyway, we came across this. Basically, they had bootlegged a dwelling unit in the garage, complete with bathroom and refrigerator, kitchen, the whole 10 yards. But because it was non-permitted, if they wanted to go further with the loan, they'd have to remove those items that make it a dwelling. The bathroom would have to be removed. The kitchen and the stoves, all that kind of stuff would have to be removed to a then permitted process and use. So those are some of the issues that we came across recently, and I wanted to share with you things that came about. We did cure this issue, but beware that unpermitted improvements are detrimental to your loan and getting financing. We love hearing from you and your feedback. If you have a question or want to share a financing success or disaster story, let us know. Just visit our website, reloans.com, and hit the Contact Us tab or phone us at 805-686-2321. Okay, now show me the money, or the credit, as the case goes for this particular show. Today, we have an auto finance guru who will pull back the curtain on financing your next car or truck. It's my pleasure to introduce and welcome our guest from Toyota Lompoc, Michael Dow.
Good afternoon.
Tell us, Michael, about your background and how you got into the auto finance niche.
Well, it was kind of funny how I got started. I was a real estate agent back in 2005, and I have three children that wanted to go to college all at one time. And the real estate market, as we know it in 2005, was not doing its best. I had to find something that was going to pay the bills, pay the tuition. And I don't know if I jumped from the fire to the flame, but I left real estate and went into the car industry. So that was, about 13 years ago.
Cash for clunkers, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. That was a pretty big time. Made a lot of money and managed to work till midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning.
I hope they're out of school now. And
they are.
Okay, they have their degrees.
And they do.
Good things.
They're
okay.
All married and they've got their own families.
So okay, so the concern is past.
Yeah, and it did its purpose. It's purpose.
Tell me, Michael, how many clients do you help each month with auto financing?
Well, it varies. There at Toyota of Lompoc, we probably do about 80 cars a month,
mm-hmm.
and probably 10% of those are cash deals, so they don't need financing.
Right.
So somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 65 cars, we can get financing for people.
What percent of those financings are purchases versus a lease?
There's a pretty good percentage of leasing. Leasing is a great way to buy a car nowadays. Most of the leasing is done on the lower end vehicles and new buyers, people that mm-hmm. want to take the risk for a 60-month or 72-month term. Mm-hmm. They do the 36-month or the 24-month lease.
Okay.
And it works out pretty good for them. Gives them a lower payment on a car that they may not have thought they could afford.
Yeah, I've always avoided leases because put a lot of miles on my car. I never want to bust out of the mileage allotment.
Right.
Does that vary or does it have?
It does vary. Leasing is not for everyone, but it is a great way to buy a car. I lease all my vehicles.
Uh-huh.
Being in the car industry, I like to stay up on the technology. So every 3 years, I'd like to get something new to see what's happening. As far as staying within the realms of the lease, within the confines of the contract, there's ways around that. If you decide to buy a car, say for instance, you want to lease a Camry and it gives you three years to see if that Camry is going to work for you.
Right.
And Toyota, what they do is they actually predetermine the value of that car based on the lease, 15,000 mm-hmm. miles a year, 12,000 miles a year in a 36-month period. And they tell you what the value is going to be. Now that doesn't change. So in some instances, you can get a Toyota Camry and pay $239 a month during the lease. And at the end of the lease period, only owe about $13,700 on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go on any lot today and look for a three-year-old Camry with 36,000 or 45,000 miles, you're probably looking at an $18,000 or $19,000 purchase.
Okay.
Whereas you can buy the lease out for $13,700.
Okay.
So, and then miles aren't an issue. If you like the car,
right.
You want to keep the car, drive it as much as you want.
Or sell it for 15, buy out the lease,
exactly.
Put the 2000 in your pocket and buy a different vehicle altogether.
Yeah.
So exactly. You can still build up some equity depending upon the resale value.
Absolutely. And the condition of the car. I mean, that's a huge thing with leases. They have to be brought back in almost showroom ready condition if you are planning to turn it in, because that's what the value is set at.
Okay. So no dents and scratches.
Yeah. If you lose a bumper, you got to put it back on.
What percent are new cars versus used cars?
Right now, we're running about 50-50.
Okay.
We have a good inventory of used cars on the lot, and we are also bringing in some of the new cars, and they're going out.
What's the difference in financing a used car versus a brand new one?
Used cars are always typically a little bit more expensive as far as financing and interest rate. However, some of the credit unions and lending institutions locally are running great specials on, mm-hmm. on used cars. But new cars, Toyota offers 0% on some of their new cars. And that's hard to beat. That's free money. Just sit
sure.
The new car financing is always better. And you can lease a new car. So
Okay, you can't lease a used car.
Well, you can lease a certified used car. Okay. It's not always the best way to go sometimes, but you can do it.
People tell me I'm certifiable, but
yeah.
That's another.
Yeah, our certified means a little bit different, though, than what they're telling you you are.
Okay. If I do that, the financing is through Toyota if it's new, but it's with another company if it's a used car?
No, not necessarily. We are in bed with a lot of different lenders, so we can shop for the best rate. However, we prefer to put it through Toyota because right. they are our main source of income. A lot of the new car rates are through Toyota, incentivized, 0%, 0.9% on the Prius family right now. Mm-hmm. Those you can only get through Toyota. If you're looking at a longer term, 75, 84 months, which is a long time, you sometimes can get a little bit better rate on the outside market with the credit unions or you know, Wells Fargo or someplace like
that. Okay, they could still do it through you and then you would
absolutely
put it through to
the
credit unions.
Other institutions,
okay.
Right.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation pertaining to auto financing.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number, 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Hey, welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown. If you were just now joining us, we were talking to auto financing guru Michael Dow with Toyota of Lompoc. Michael, why would I lease a car rather than finance the purchase? Give us the basics for that.
Well, like I said earlier, leasing a car is always, it's just another way to buy a car. You get the opportunity to drive the car, put a little less money down, get a lower payment, maybe perhaps buy a more expensive car that you didn't think you could afford, drive it for 3 years and see if it's something that you want to stick with. If it isn't, you have three options at the end of the lease. You bring it back and give us the keys, which is not our favorite. Or you trade it in and get a newer version, which we like. Or you can buy it out and keep it. So those are your options. And a lot of times buying it out means that the residual is usually lower than what the book value is.
And if I were to buy it out, though, if I didn't have the full amount of cash, I'd have to finance that.
You can finance that. And with Toyota, you can finance that at a new car rate.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
So that gives you. Does that include the 0%?
Does not include the 0%. Okay. No. It's whatever the rates are going at that time.
I'm always trying.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Good answer. Good question.
What are available loan programs to your clients and what are their competitive advantages? So, for example, is it the term? Is it the, you know, what type of loan programs exist? Or is it just pick one and done? Or.
It's not really pick one. There are, depending on credit score, that tells you what you actually qualify for. And you can get a car loan up to 84 months, which is 7 years. Seems a long time, but people do keep cars 10, 12 years at a time. So financing it for 84 months is not unheard of. We do that all the time. But it's the monthly payment that you have to live with. So it doesn't really matter the cost of the car. It's what you have to live with monthly. We can get those payments where they're comfortable and affordable for you. In a program that we have, that we're going to do that.
Yeah, because every car I've financed, it was always what monthly payment works for you. How much, we didn't negotiate the cost of the car. It was the payment.
It's the monthly payment. Yeah, that's what you got it. That's what you have to wake up every month and write the check for. And a lot of times that's more important to people than the actual cost.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned credit scores. What's a failing credit score and what's a typical credit score, I guess?
Well, it depends on where we go with the loan. You know, typically we'd like to see 720 or higher, because that's tier one plus and up. But you know, we've gotten some stuff done in the high fours, low fives.
Oh wow!
So if you have some money to put down, we have lenders that are willing to lend.
Okay, so it's. So they want you in a car.
They want you in a car.
And you want the car to go.
And we want the car to move, and okay. We want to make sure there's a commitment from the buyer. If you're coming in with a 520 score and you have no money and you're making minimum wage, we're probably not going to be able to help you unless you have a good down payment.
Okay. So. Well, Michael, if I'm in that 720 plus and a tier one, as you call it, mm-hmm. what... I would qualify for a 0% loan, and how does that work, and what are the costs associated with that?
Well, not all cars qualify for the 0%. It's only a certain amount of cars.
Okay.
And every month our incentives change. So the 0% has been around for a little while. Right now we have 0% on all of our Avalons, our 2018 Avalons. The 0% doesn't cost the buyer anything. It's like free money. So if you have a 720 score and you want to buy an Avalon, I would suggest doing the 0%, keeping your money in the bank and making those payments, because you're going to earn a little bit more on your money in the bank than you are paying on the loan. Banks aren't paying that much on savings accounts anymore, but whatever you're earning is going to be more than what you're paying for the car. Take the total cost of the car and you divide it by 60, and that's exactly what your payment's going to be.
Add the tax and everything.
Tax, so license,
all,
yeah, yes,
all and all of it. Added of that. To it, but
right.
Still you get to finance it. Who's the competition for auto financing? Is it credit unions, banks? You'd mentioned some private institutions.
The credit unions probably have the strongest APRs right now. So there are, speaking from Toyota Financial standpoint, the credit mm-hmm. unions are probably our biggest competition because they are offering lower rates. But Toyota Financial has so many other items that they help with, you know, vehicle service contracts and the gap protection and paint okay. fab and all of those other things that a lot of people don't want to take advantage of, but are really, really good items. Those are all provided by Toyota Financial Services. And so
okay.
those are good items to have.
So that'd be a reason to use the Toyota financing versus the credit union.
Right.
But the credit union, I'd have to have my loan secured before I attempt to buy the car, or how is that?
A credit union that we are not familiar with, yeah, but we're pretty good. We're part of what we call a CUDL program, and we have a lot of different credit unions in that program, and we can generally find them and get the rate, and we can package up the loan and send it to them.
Okay. How does a person start the process if they want to purchase and finance the car? It seems, like I said, dealerships are real quick to pull your credit report before you even do a test drive.
Yeah, we can do it that way. I mean, you can go on our website, and under the finance tab, there's a folder that says get approved, and there's four steps. You just fill them out and they go into our internet manager, and he will pull credit and see what you can afford and give you a call and say, hey, come on down. You can buy up to $30,000 or mm-hmm. whatever. That's probably the easiest way to start the process. Generally, you like to come in and test drive the car and see which car it is you're interested in
mm-hmm.
and start that point.
Right.
From start to finish, though, from the time that you say yes to the time that you're burning gas, we try to get it done in about an hour.
Okay. So. What as a customer, what financial data would I have to bring in or provide?
Well, the lower your credit score, the more data we're going to need. So if you're one that we have to actually have proof of income, proof of residence, and references, that would be good to have when you walk in if your credit score is, you know, 620 or below.
Then I'd need pay stubs, things of that nature.
Yeah, proof of residence, like okay. a utility bill of some sort where you live
okay.
to prove that you are living there. And, of course, references, five personal friends or...
Five?
Five, six, ten.
So, you know, tell us who your drinking buddies are.
Exactly.
Really what you're saying. Okay.
That's going to give you a glowing review if they're called.
All right. Okay. What can the borrower do to shorten the process? Just go online or
Yeah, shorten the process. It's actually pretty. Yeah, it's actually pretty short from the time they say yes. And typically speaking, the most time is spent test driving, going over the different cars, makes, models, and equipment. But once you get into the showroom and you're sitting down with your consultant, from the time that you say yes to leaving the dealership in your new car is relatively quick.
Okay, good. Tell us, can the borrower be a corporation or an LLC, or does it have to be a live individual?
No, we do loan to corporations and LLC. Generally speaking, those have to be pre-approved. So you have to get all the paperwork, profit and loss statements and all of that prior to and send them in for approval before they can sign.
It'd be like a fleet vehicle or something like that.
Yeah, we can do a fleet, but there's some corporations that buy their general managers or their CEO's vehicles and put them in the corporation name. Those just have to be approved before we can roll the car.
Okay, good, good. Why would a loan or a lease be declined?
Well, most recently, we've had somebody come in and get a car loan, and the next week they got a new job, so they quit their job. And when they got ready to fund their loan, they called their
employer.
Yeah, employer, and said, "Are they working?" And they said, "No." So that would be the first red flag that just if you're planning on buying a car, please stay employed until it's done. Until you make your first payment.
Don't change your job.
Yeah.
Quit or,
That's one of the most comical things that I see is that people will make changes during the process. And I'm sure you probably see this in home loans. They make changes during the process of buying a house or buying a car, and they don't think that that has an effect on it, but it really does.
Yeah.
Especially if you're changing professions altogether.
Right. Or in my profession, if they buy a car, then I've got to add that payment, and that's going to be another a debt that is going to be part of their issue.
Yeah.
So, what is your typical fee structure for an auto loan? I mean, is there a charge for the contract or administration charge, or is it just all go to the bank, or how's that structured?
Most of the fees that are collected, we're talking normal fees that everybody has to pay, is the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
There's a document fee for the DMV, and then of course your registration, and then taxes.
Okay, I meant really just for financing. Being in the real estate market, there's fees for, appraisal fee. There's looking good fee,
document. We don't have any of that. There are no fees associated with buying a car. The only other thing I can say is that if you are interested in buying an extended service contract or the gap protection, but those are all optional items, and those are fees that are disclosed up front that you're paying for. There's no added costs. There's no origination points.
Okay.
There's no discount points, nothing like that.
It's all in I assume everything's packaged together. It's in the value of the car.
Exactly.
Or the asset and whatever you've negotiated.
Right.
For that purchase price.
Right.
That's all inclusive.
Correct.
Okay. Good, good. Tell me, what is one of the most memorable customer successes or crises that you've had to deal with?
Well, I had a real funny, this was back when I was on the floor. I actually went on a test drive in a Corolla. We were on the freeway doing about 65 miles an hour. And I'm talking to my buyer, and we're chatting it up. He's driving. I'm in the passenger seat. And he proceeds to tell me that he's going to wait till the following week to buy the car because he's having surgery the next day, the day after we were test driving. And I said, I hope it's nothing serious. And he goes, no. I've been declared legally blind, so I'm having surgery on my eyes. And immediately I started to sweat, and I asked him to pull over, and that ended that test drive.
So did he buy a car?
He did end up buying that Corolla, but it was a couple weeks later. But
well, at least he didn't say I'm on my way to visit my parole officer or something like that. Thanks for the lift, type of thing. Okay, that's funny. So that's also probably the most comical thing has come across your, how can our listeners reach you, Michael?
What's the best way? I'm at work more than I'm at home. So, Toyota of Lompoc is at 203 East Ocean Avenue in Lompoc, and our number is 805-736-1295. And I'm the finance manager there. So,
okay. And the email or the
email
website?
My first initial last name, that's M-D-O-W-L, at toyotaoflompoc.com.
Okay, great. And Tom, when's the best time of year to buy a car? I mean, I hear specials in September for the new year models and all kinds of different. When's generally the best time to buy a new vehicle?
Well, that's the magical question. There is no best time to buy. Technically, all throughout the year, we're making great deals. All throughout the month, we're making great deals. It's been a myth that the end of the month or the end of the year is the best time to buy. And I tell you, we do have better incentives at the end of the year on the current year model. So in other words, if you're here in December of 2018, a lot of the incentives are going to be placed on the 2018, but the inventory, of course, is dwindling away every month once the 19s hit. So is it the best time of the year? You're going to get the best incentives, but you're not going to have the best choices. You might end up with that red car that you don't want because that's all we have left.
Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. Good to know. Hey, thank you, Michael, for your comments and giving us the behind-the-curtain look at auto financing and options. If you need a auto loan contact, get in touch with Michael Dow first and share with him your experiences and your opportunities for a new car. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Once again, we're out of time. I trust you found the information in today's show valuable. If so, please share this with other friends and family. If not, don't tell anybody. You can also listen to past shows on our website. Go to reloans.com and find the past shows or click contact us to share your comments and questions, and we'll get to you on next week's show. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thank you for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is David Brown wishing you profit and credit worthiness. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.